Jack, fantastic to see you got the result. Not, but fantastic. Nice and tough game and typical country bush footy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely. Played in good spirits and some big bodies there. It's good to just see the crowd turn out, the country spirit, which is really good to see, and hopefully this can continue into the coming years.
It's been an incredible week for you, hasn't it? Like, you get selected and you're on a plane to New Zealand, you get those two sides from Canterbury done, come back here and come out to the bush and get the job done again. And must be just a fantastic feeling to wear the purple shirt with the big dog on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just a credit to the effort that the country boys put in, week out, to be able to get the opportunity to travel overseas. Touring rugby doesn't happen very often these days, so to be a part of one of the last touring teams, it's unbelievable experience for everyone, especially being able to tour New Zealand, something that I'd never get the opportunity to do if I wasn't playing rugby. So hopefully this continues to happen in the following years.
And what about Rob Johnson as a coach? How do you enjoy his work over the last week?
Yeah, Rob's been unbelievable. Runs an open camp, puts a lot of trust in the players, and demands a lot, but we know that's what is expected when we put the Heelers jersey on.
And of course, Brad Thorne comes up to you and says, now, Jackson, you've got the hair to play on the wing for the Queensland Reds, but we want you to play for the Queensland Country NRC team. We've got a title to defend in the NRC. Do you think you'd be up for that?
Oh, if the opportunity presents itself, mate, absolutely.
So you're part of Teachers West Club in Townsville. Tell us a little bit about that experience and playing with such an interesting club in the Bulldogs.
Interesting club, what do you mean? Sorry. What's that? What was the question?
How's it is to play for the Bulldogs?
Yeah.
How's it to play with such a great club in the Bulldogs in Townsville?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. The things that we've learnt there, the bond that we've got off the field is what's moulded us into such good players. Without that, we've got some excellent coaching, but it's not so much the things we've learnt on the field. It's the things we've learnt off the field, which is moulded us, makes it easy to play for your mates, and that's what I credit our skills to. It's the ability of the boys wanting to turn up and wanting to put in for each other. So I think that's what we can put the results and the success that our team has had, I'd put it down to that, the off-field.
Yeah. And what about Townsville coming into the Health Sports Cup? Could we manage something like that? Of course, the Cowboys are the number one show in town, and you've got also the Crocodiles. They're a big part of the show as well. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about maybe the opportunity there, and could Townsville do it? Maybe, you know, at Mike Carney sort of stadium, or maybe out of Cowboys stadium, or is it just something where you just need a big bag of cash to be able to make it happen and get Townsville into that elite competition in Premier Rugby?
In terms of the talent, I think we definitely got the talent and the guys to make it happen. But it logistically, if we ever be able to do that, obviously that would be excellent for the exposure. It's trying to get these guys from the country some exposure and some just get some eyes on them, because we definitely got plenty of talent and it shows here today. An excellent show of rugby. Chucked together three games and we put it on a show like this. So if we could get something like that, obviously the money is the key there, but the talent's definitely there. Just needs to be discovered, I suppose. Needs some exposure.
Well, Jack, warmest congratulations on being part of a Queensland country side that's retained the Border Cup, unfortunately, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks, man.
You got an email address? I'll send it to you.
Yeah, no, it's joshua.fletcher@my.jcu.edu.au. My name's Josh.
Josh Fletcher. Oh, sorry. But the